Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 29 crore women in India remain outside the formal credit system, despite significant growth in women's participation in the country's formal credit market, as revealed in the latest report by Niti Aayog. What makes this significant is that the report, titled From Borrowers to Builders, Women and India's Evolving Credit Market, prepared with TransUnion CIBIL and Microsafe Consulting, highlights the dramatic growth in women's credit participation, but also underscores the massive inclusion gap that persists. First, let us look at what is driving this growth. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, launched in 2014, has created over 50 crore bank accounts, of which approximately 55% belong to women. These accounts serve as entry points for credit access through KYC-linked lending. Building on this, the self-help group bank linkage program has been instrumental in channeling microcredit to women. India has the world's largest SHG network, with over 1.2 crore SHGs linked to the banking system, and approximately 88% of these SHGs are women-led. The SHG Bank Linkage Program enables microcredit without formal collateral and has cumulatively channeled over 2.4 lakh crore rupees as per the FY26 estimate. Crucially, the PM Mudra Yojana has also played a significant role, with around 68-70% of Mudra loan accounts historically going to women beneficiaries. The collateral-free structure of these loans is particularly suited to women entrepreneurs who often lack formal property titles. And here is something that surprises many students: mobile-first lending platforms have reduced the physical branch access barrier, and credit bureau scoring now incorporates utility bills, telecom data, and SHG repayment history, expanding credit scores for women who lack formal employment history. It is worth pausing here to note that same-day approval rates for consumption category loans have increased from 34% in 2020 to 45% in 2025. Furthermore, the housing loan composition reveals that women have a 69% share in housing loan originations, partly driven by stamp duty concessions offered by many states for properties registered in women's names, creating a financial incentive that puts women as primary loan applicants. Now, let us turn to the remaining gap. Despite this progress, approximately 29 crore credit-eligible women remain outside the formal financial system. The barriers are structural, and the Niti Aayog report recommends policy interventions to address these gaps. The report suggests women-centric credit products, such as smaller ticket sizes and flexible repayment aligned with seasonal income. Additionally, legal reforms on joint property registration are proposed, making women co-owners by default. The report also recommends credit bureau expansion to incorporate SHG records, SBI YONO data, and Asha Anganwadi payment records. Moreover, the BC network needs to be deepened, with more women business correspondents for last-mile trust. But why does this matter? This is a critical question, as financial inclusion is a key dimension of women's economic empowerment. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, Society, as it deals with women's economic empowerment and financial inclusion as a dimension. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, Governance, as it involves government schemes for financial inclusion, such as PMJDY, PMMY, and SHG Bank Linkage. Furthermore, it connects to GS Paper 3, Economy, as it pertains to credit market architecture, credit bureaus, NBFC-MFIs, and SFBs. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total credit extended to women is approximately 76 lakh crore rupees. Remember this number, 29 crore women remain outside the formal financial system. Note this carefully, The SHG Bank Linkage Program has channeled over 2.4 lakh crore rupees cumulatively. With that background in place, let us examine the main's angle. Women's credit penetration in India has grown dramatically over the last decade, but structural barriers leave 29 crore credit-eligible women outside the formal system. Examine the barriers and suggest policy interventions. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Niti Aayog report highlights the need for women-centric credit products and legal reforms to address the remaining gap. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, the growth in women's credit participation has significant implications for the country's economic development and women's empowerment. The persistent inclusion gap, however, underscores the need for continued policy interventions to address the structural barriers that prevent women from accessing formal credit. This is a critical aspect of India's development trajectory, with far-reaching implications for the country's economic growth and social progress.